888-3338 and help us win this battle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning and if you live in the Northeast, it's a little cold this morning. Boy, the temperatures have really taken a change and probably 10 to 15 degrees colder than it was yesterday at this time. So Mother Nature, you know, she's not settled yet. So don't rush on getting everything into your garden. Wait until the time has settled. You know, your cold weather crops, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, you know, spinach, things like that, definitely. But tomatoes and peppers, it's too cold. You've got to wait. Even if you're on beautiful Cape Cod, you've got to hold off a little bit on planting. Wait until the end of the month because Mother Nature this year, she's all messed up. She really is. You just can't tell if what side is up or down, and this global warming is just not happening. Earlier during the program, we were talking about a new way to determine what your garden is like. Is it a sunny garden? Is it a shady garden? Is there more sun than shade or vice versa? And I had mentioned that we were going to have some people from Plumstone. And Plumstone is a company started by two ladies, and they have done a great job. And one of their products is called a sun stick. And that's what we were talking about. The sun stick will tell you in 24 hours what you can plant in your garden and what's going to do the best. So to tell you about the sun stick, Carrie is here. Carrie, good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm terrific. And yourself?
Doing well.
Could you tell our listeners about the sun stick and how it can really, really help them?
Yes, I'd love to. We developed sun stick out of our own frustration from not being able to tell in certain areas of our garden whether we were getting full shade, part sun. It really depends if you have a lot of trees or if the sun is sort of coming and going throughout the day. It can be very difficult to tell what your light conditions are. And as you know so well, the light is very critical to any plant. You're really setting yourself up for failure if you put something in the ground and the sunlight conditions are not correct for that plant. I know, especially for vegetables, that can be just really critical. A lot of my friends and people that I've talked with and on the internet, some questions from people are, how many sunlight hours do I need for vegetables? And we really push that you need a full 6 to 8 hours for those gorgeous veggies. And a lot of gardens really don't have that much sunlight. You have to look very carefully and make sure that you're getting enough.
So with this technology that you have created, tell us how it works and how easy it is for the homeowner to determine the amount of sunlight that they have in their gardens.
Oh, sure. It's very easy. We sell sun stick with three technology pieces, little sun discs that change color when they react with it, when they are exposed to the sun. So you simply put the disc on top of a little flower to hold it, because it does need to be horizontal, facing up towards the sun. And there are three to a pack. So what we sometimes recommend is placing three of the sun-sensitive discs in three different places so that you can kind of compare the sunlight conditions in three different parts of your yard, if you'd like. Or you can just place one out at a time, and it will tell you, when you compare the color of the sun disc at the end of the day with the color chart that we include, what your sunlight conditions are. So based on how much the color changes on the disc is how much sunlight you have.
And when the disc is over, you can just put a new sticker on it, and you can repeat the same process.
Sure. We sell refill packs, so if you have more than three areas that you need to test, then you can certainly do that without having to buy any more plastic pieces. We certainly want to eliminate the amount of plastic that we use when possible. But people have found it to be very, very helpful, especially those who are new to their garden. If you move to a new location and you're trying to put in your favorite plants and make it your own, you might not be able to tell immediately what the light is like. And I certainly have that experience. My husband and I moved about 6 times in 7 years, and as a gardener, it was very frustrating to try to tell what would be right for the spot.
Now, once you've used this, do you have like a list of plants that you could suggest that people could plant once they've determined the amount of sunlight?
Oh, sure. In the package, on the back of the packaging, there is a list, just a basic list for four different light conditions. Shade, part shade, which is more shady than sunny, and then part sun, where you're leaning a little bit more towards the sun, and then, of course, full sun. And so we make a recommendation of about 10 different perennials and a few annuals and vegetables that are very easy and commonly found at most garden centers. And on our website, we have more suggestions. And something that we've been very excited about this year was the introduction of our new pH meter, which is especially critical for those who want to grow blueberries or azaleas or rhododendrons, some really pH-sensitive plants as well.
Right. Now, tell us how this pH stick works.
Well, it's a soil test. So you gather up some soil into a pre-measured scoop that we've designed, and you put it into a cylinder with water and a tablet and shake. And in a few minutes, the color will develop and the soil will settle out. And based on the color, again, of the solution, we'll tell you what your pH is. And we also include a plant chart. So if you're not sure, you know, which pH the pink hydrangeas prefer versus the blue, we set it all on the chart for an easy reference and other suggestions for any pH range. And then we also have an amendment chart. So if this is your first time trying to change your pH or you have a small area, we have extremely simple suggestions so that you can change the pH and have a very easy guide to doing that.
Now, the thing that's nice about this, and I don't think, you know, people will even think about this, but you, for the sun stick and the pH stick, you're mm-hmm. going to have a chart that's going to tell you a few examples of what plants will do best in those locations. If you take that chart with you to your local nursery and you find one of the experts at the nursery and say, I bought the sun stick. This is the reading that it gave me. These are the suggested plants. What else can you recommend that would grow in that same category? That's going to give you a lot of advantage because the sales rep in the store that's helping you to pick the plants knows what will do good because he's got mm-hmm. a few examples. And now he can add to that list of plants so that instead of having just 10, he can probably recommend another 20 because he has some idea of what mm-hmm. the light requirements are. So not just color with the chart, but now you take that information to the garden center, and it's going to make it so much easier for you for selecting the right plants. And the same thing with this soil test. You take your soil stick. It gives you what your pH. And if you look at some of your gardening books, they'll say, for example, you know, blueberries have to be very, very acidic. Well, it will tell you how much more acidic they should be. And because you have suggestions for vegetables and flowers, again, you go to the nursery and you say, well, this recommends that I use, that I can plant broccoli and cauliflower and cabbage. What else will grow in that same type of soil quality? So now the person in the store is getting more detail, and the more information he has about your garden, the better job that they can do to make suggestions to add to that list that you carry have designed. So it's a very unique product. It's something that's going to help you. And if you have rhododendrons that are not flowering, the soil stick will tell you, and the sun stick will tell you, lilacs that won't bloom. Use these in combination, because lilacs are the opposite of rhododendrons. Rhododendrons like it acid. Lilacs like it sweet. Rhododendrons right. will take a little bit of shade, but the lilacs, they want full sun.
You're absolutely right. Most garden centers, I mean, all garden centers that we've spoken to, they say, you know, what do you help your customers with? And their first response, well, we need to know what their light is. Most people come in saying, what can I plant? And our question is, well, what's your light? What's your pH? And they can only help you with the information that you give them. And, you know, that information is only as good as what you know. So taking the chart into your garden center is just an excellent idea. And that way they can help you choose something that's a great fit.
Carrie, thank you so much for the explanation. We appreciate it. Folks, I want to tell you about a new organic fertilizer that's an absolute powerhouse in terms of its nutritional value. Converted Organics all-natural fertilizers are rich in organic matter, protein, and humic acid, and deliver high-quality turf and a healthy soil. So why Converted Organics? By using Converted Organics fertilizer, your lawn will have a lush green color and more durable. What's more, you can reduce negative environmental impacts, eliminate the use of chemicals, reduce the amount of water required for your lawn, and increase the soil health. This spring, nourish your lawn and garden with Converted Organics all-natural organic fertilizers. Available at Home Depot, Whole Foods, and selected independent garden centers in the Northeast. To find a store near you and sign up for a chance to win a free organic lawn care makeover, visit convertedorganics.com/home. Converted Organics, safe and effective. Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Killzall to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big saving. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. I know a lot of you are trying to change to organics. There's a great website that has a lot of organic products on it right now. It's easy. ExtremelyGreen.com. Just like it sounds. ExtremelyGreen.com. And one of the things that is really, really helpful, there's always been a bee shortage. And if you want to get the bees to give you more fruits and vegetables, they have a bee lore amongst a whole bunch of different organic products. But this is a bee lore that you can put on your fruit trees right now to attract the bees to do the pollination. When it's over, you put it near your blueberries, and it will bring the bees to the blueberries to do the pollination. Put it near the grapes, and it will attract the bees to give you more grapes from your grapevines. And then you put it in a vegetable garden and near your squashes, and it will help you to get more squashes sooner, more green beans. So if you want to help Mother Nature do the pollination, go to extremelygreen.com and see all of the organic. But this bee lore is really, really neat, and I think they're the only ones that have it. ExtremelyGreen.com. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Carol from Massachusetts, who has a question about a weed takeover.
Okay. Carol, happy Mother's Day, and welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I have a weed in my flower bed that's tripled in the last 2 years. I took a sample into Kennedy's, and they couldn't identify it. It's like 6 inches tall and has 3 leaves on it, similar to poison ivy, but it's a thin leaf.
Okay.
And it just grows rampant through everything.
Now,
and
it's
keeps
growing
spreading.
It's growing in your perennial bed?
Right. And it just keeps going from one garden to the next.
Okay. The thing that you're going to have to do is you cannot use an aerosol or like a spray, like a Windex bottle, because the weed killer that you're going to use on that is going to hurt all of your perennials. So what I want you to do is buy a product called Weed Beater Ultra. It's made by Bonide. And you're going to mix some of it in like a coffee can. And what I want you to do is to buy a small paintbrush about 2 inches wide. You're going to mix your Weed Beater Ultra in like maybe like a little plastic bucket that the kids use when they go to the beach with a handle on it. That way it's going to be easier for you to move around. So you mix like a half a gallon. You go into the garden, you dip your paintbrush in the Weed Beater Ultra, and you paint it just quickly. You don't have to paint every square inch, but get some of the liquid on the leaves of this particular weed, okay? And wait a couple of weeks. Oh, I wouldn't even wait 2 weeks. I would wait a week, and I would do it again. And that weed killer will take care of it and will not hurt the rest of your plants. Now, if you use an aerosol or a pump type can, it will make mist that could drift on your perennials. That's why I want you to take a paintbrush and just paint the leaves of the weeds. It's a systemic. It will be taken down to the roots because it sounds like the weed that you have is spreading underground as salt iron above the ground at the same time. So you get a nice day, get out there, Weed Beater Ultra, in a little plastic bucket that the kids go to the beach, and a paintbrush, and don't walk straight back up. So paint the weeds and then back up. Paint the, because if you paint and you walk on them, then you're going to step on the weed that you treated and possibly step on a healthy perennial, and then you would have a problem. So you try that. I know it's going to work real, real well for you. And while you're at the garden center, I want you to look for this new weed mat. It's called Weed Free Garden. It's a woven plastic, and it's like a landscape fabric, but it's made out of plastic. And underneath this landscape fabric is a drip irrigation system. For the vegetable garden, it's incredible. You roll it out, cut a little hole in it, put your plants. The water is underneath it, so there's no disease problem. Your water, you use less of it, and there's no weeds. At the end of the year, you roll it up, and you store it in your garage. Weed-free garden. It's wonderful.
Imagine a fertilizer that gives you a lush, beautiful lawn and a safe place to garden with the grandkids, play fetch with Fido, or chase butterflies with Fluffy the cat. It's Bradfield Organics, and it works with nature, not against it. Bradfield Organics is pleasant to use. No waiting, no worries, just beautiful results. Now in 5 varieties.
Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals. The product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pet, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are, too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
betterthanrocks.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Frank Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Peter from Cape Cod, who has a question about his mountain ash.
Peter, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Paul. Paul, I have two large ash trees in the front of the house that my dad planted years ago, and I noticed that something's eating the leaves. A little while ago, I went out, and there's a small little worm chewing the leaves.
Yep.
What do I do about this?
The best product, it's totally organic, totally natural, is called Spinosad. And the Spinosad is a bacteria. You spray it on the leaves, and the caterpillar will take a couple of bites, and within 3 hours, he's gone. And if a bird, by chance, should eat the caterpillar, it doesn't hurt him, because it's basically for caterpillar type insects in your vegetable garden, for the tomato hornworm, tent caterpillars of all types. But Fertiloam calls it Spinosad, and Bonide calls it Captain Jack. because it was developed in the Caribbean. That's where they found it. And it was totally by accident. But it was found in the Caribbean, and they call it Captain Jack. It's got a picture of like a pirate type guy on it. And you just attach it to the end of your hose, and it will mix all by itself. And again, totally organic, totally safe. I have a weeping cherry, and probably another week from now, those little caterpillars will start. And if I don't spray them, they'll take 60% of the foliage right off that tree. And I'm noticing that the tent caterpillars are now starting on flowering crabs, on fruit trees. And the spinosad will not hurt the bees. That's the beauty of it. And Colorado potato beetles, that's another one that it really works well on. But it's organic, it's natural, Captain Jack or spinosad. Safe and very, very effective. Thank you. Don, who's up next?
This is Sean from New Hampshire, who has a question about some bamboo plants.
Sean, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
I've got a question on some bamboo that just keeps growing and growing. I know I've heard before you're supposed to attack it when it's flowering at its weakest, but is there anything you can be doing this time of year to kind of slow it down maybe? Or
you could pack up the furniture and move. this is tough stuff. What you want to do for Japanese bamboo, I got a flyer from the state of Massachusetts Highway Department, and this is what they recommended. And I've had really good luck doing it this way. The Japanese bamboo grows very, very quickly, as you know. And as soon as you see that it's up 4 to 6 inches, cut it down. So just get yourself like a weed whacker or like a little sickle type thing. And once a week, go in the area where the Japanese bamboo is and cut it down. And within a week, it'll come right back up again. And you cut it down and you cut it down until August 1st. August 1st, leave it alone. Let it come up. It's going to grow about 2 feet. And then it's going to make clusters of little tiny white flowers. And because you've been cutting it every month, you've been stealing energy from the root system, and the roots are getting weaker and weaker and weaker, but they got a lot of energy. When the bamboo is in bloom, all the energy that's in the roots is sent up above ground to make flowers and to make seeds to make it spread. When you see that the flowers are beginning to open, then you're going to get Roundup or Cleanup. The Cleanup is the generic version of Roundup or Kills All. Now, Kills All and Cleanup, being generic, are going to be cheaper than using Roundup. They'll all work as good, but you spray it twice about a week apart, and that will really hurt it. It's not going to get rid of it. But if you do it like I tell you, you're going to kill about 75% of that growth. Next year, you do the same thing, and you should be able to get rid of it. So either Kills All, Roundup, or Cleanup. Those three, very, very effective. And they're only effective on the bamboo when it's in bloom. You can spray it all you want right now on the bamboo, is going to laugh at you. That's how tough this particular plant is. So you try that, and it's going to work very, very well for you. Once you kill a bamboo, then you can plant grass seeds. And if you're looking for the newest technology in grass seed, there is a company from Canada. They're called Wildflower Farm. And you can go on the Internet and take a look at this. They have developed varieties of fescue that will grow in dense shade and survive. And up until this point, shady grasses, they do good, but they just thin out and they die out. This one, guaranteed for the shade, will also grow in full sun. Along the side of the road where you get a lot of salt and sand and stuff, it does wonderful. It only grows 6 inches a year, which means that you're going to mow it twice during the whole season. It requires half the amount of water than all the other grass seeds do because it's a narrow blade, and it will do great. When you have a drought, your bluegrass falls apart, goes dormant, and turns brown until the fall. Well, this one will stay green. And if you feed it with an organic fertilizer, like converted organics, in the spring, that's all you need to do. It requires one application of fertilizer per year. Not many garden centers sell this because it doesn't require a lot of pampering. So check out their website, wildflowerfarm.com. It's called Eco Lawn. Less water, less fertilizer, a lot less mowing, and it stays green and grows in the sun or the shade. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Chris from Massachusetts, who has a question about strawberries.
Hey, Chris, welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Good morning.
I had a question. I have blueberry bushes and I have strawberries, and I live in Cava, Mass., and they're talking about a freeze possibly Monday night, I guess, and I don't know if I need to cover these.
The strawberries, I would not be concerned at all, because they're with the weather that we're getting now, they'll be okay. My house is about 15 degrees colder today than it was yesterday. And that's why today I've been telling people, you know, you think we've had some nice weather, don't get anxious and don't plant things like tomatoes and things. What I want you to do with the blueberries is the frost is not going to hurt the leaves because the leaves are accustomed to it. But if it's a good heavy frost, it could knock the flowers off. And if it knocks off the flowers, then you don't have any fruit. So what I would suggest that you do before you go to bed, just take an old sheet, throw it right on top of your blueberries to protect the flowers. And things like broccoli and cauliflower, cabbage, peas, spinach, those are cold weather crops. Snapdragons, alyssum, pansies, the frost will not hurt those. But if you've planted your tomatoes and your peppers and cucumbers, squashes, and patience, you got a problem. You got a real, real problem. If you've got a hanging basket, you know, Mother's Day, a lot of people will buy mom a beautiful hanging basket. Bring it inside. Don't take a chance. Even though around the house it's warmer than in the middle of the yard, if you've got a hanging basket or a nice container that you got for Mother's Day, take it off the porch and put it in the garage for the night. Watch the weather. You cannot say, because we've had 2 weeks of gorgeous weather, I'm going to plant a garden. Mother Nature has the last say, and believe me, she does. So don't fool around. Protect them. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is John from Cape Cod, who has a question about a miniature rose plant.
Hi, John. Hello. Welcome to the Garden Club. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Paul.
Yeah. How can we help you today, John?
Yeah, question. One of my coworkers received a miniature rose plant in a ceramic pot in the mail, and it looked pretty healthy when she took it out of the box. We'll say it had about 15 blossoms on it. Within 2 days of taking it out of the box and putting it on her desk, all of the blossoms withered pretty much and died. And she pinched them off. The foliage still looks pretty good. But our question is there anything she can do to get the blossoms to come back? Is it was what happened normal? Will they come back on their own? Or what can we do?
Okay. The first thing that I would do is pull the plant out of the pot and see if it's just a solid root ball full of roots. And if it is, then I would have her take it out of that container, repot it in a container a couple of inches larger. Now, roses want full sun. And if she keeps it on her desk and she only gets light, it's not going to reflower. So she's got to either bring it home and put it on her deck, porch, or patio, or on the windowsill in the office where it gets sun from the window. Roses love to be fed. And they should be fertilized. If you're going to use something like Miracle-Gro, It's water soluble, and it needs to be applied every 2 weeks because roses are really, really hungry. If she has like the Bayer all in one, then she can put that on it, and that will last 6 weeks on her rose bush. Now, tell her that when she cuts off the flowers, if she just snips it right below the flower, it's not going to bloom anymore. She has to remove some of the foliage on that branch, and she needs to remove two leaves that are in three segments. So five segments. The first leaf right below the bloom is in three pieces, and then it will go to five. She needs to prune it just above the second set of five leaflets. If she can do that, it's going to come into bloom faster. The other thing is roses do not like wet leaves. So when she waters, if she can take her hand, hold the foliage off to one side and water the soil directly, that's going to help. Okay? And she can have that rose bush, miniature rose bush, she can repot it, bloom until September, October. During the winter, it needs to rest like the roses in her yard. So she'll need to take that potted rose, put it in her garage for the winter, and leave it there. October through, I'm going to say, February. In February or early March, take it out, bring it to the office, put it in the windowsill, and it'll come right back to life for her. You give that a try. I know it's going to work real, real well for you. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. I know some of you don't want to use chemicals. Well, if you want to try predators, there's a website called Orcon, ORCON.com. Take a look. They sell ladybugs, praying mantis, all kinds of insects that eat other insects. Take a look at it. Orcon, ORCON. And you can go over to my website, paulparent.com, and get more information there also.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonide Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamental with Bonide oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores and the insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plant, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur sprays contain no chemicals, and it works.
With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought conditions, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by Shakeaway. Shakeaway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. Shakeaway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from Shakeaway. All Shakeaway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to shakeaway.com.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Researchedherbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. Researchedherbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects. The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Good morning, and happy Mother's Day to all of you moms out there listening this morning. I hope it's a wonderful, wonderful day. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Brian from New Hampshire, who has a question about a Russian olive tree.
Brian, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Hey, about 6 years ago, we planted a bunch of apple trees and fruit trees in our backyard, and one of the things which we planted, but we didn't know we planted it. We thought it had died, was a Russian olive tree. And yeah. Now I'm realizing that that's growing up between a cherry tree and a nut tree, so we want to transplant it. Right now it has about, the tree itself is growing at a 45-degree angle, and probably if stood upright would be about 4 feet high with branches coming off it, but right in the middle of it are shoots coming up, which are going vertically, but they're about 6 feet high, so what should I be doing with this?
Well, I would dig it out as soon as you can. The sooner you can move it, the better. And there's cooler weather scheduled for the next 4 or 5 days. So I would dig it, and then I would plant it so that you can get the majority of those branches to grow vertical rather than horizontal. And any of the branches that are growing horizontal, cut them back by 75% so that you encourage the growth to be straight up. Russian olive is one of my favorite trees. It's like a shrubby tree. Grows about 15 feet tall. Silver green leaves. yellow flowers, and then a silver olive that the birds will eat. And if you live on Cape Cod, for example, it will grow in a very, very sandy soil. And it's just a great plant. So you need to get it out of there, replant it with compost and manures and things like that, and put some of this mycorrhiza. You know, go to your local garden center, and you can either use this Plant Thrive, which is a liquid version of it. Dr. Earth is a new company from the West Coast, and all of their fertilizers contain what they call probiotics, and that's mycorrhiza is one of the things in it. And these probiotics will really help to reestablish the root system, but get it so that it's as straight as possible. Anything that's growing horizontal, cut it back by two-thirds, and that way when the new growth develops on the third that remains, it's going to grow straight up in the year. And then prune it to create the shape that you want, and that will work much, much better for you. Okay? Don't be scared, but do it now while the weather's cool. And remember, when you get ready to plant your tomatoes, not this week, wait. The weather is just too cold right now. And we had a caller that said the long-range forecast for the Boston area is for a frost towards the end of the week. So be careful. But if you have the blight, remember, go to your garden center and ask them for Actinovate, A-C-T-I-N-O-V-A-T-E. It's a bacteria that was developed at one of the universities in Texas, and it will fight and prevent the late blight on your tomatoes and potatoes, but you've got to use it at the time that you plant, okay? Actinovate. It's great stuff, and it will eliminate the late blight. And if you've got fruit trees and they're in bloom, be sure that you do not spray them with anything. When a plant is in bloom, if you spray them, I don't care with what, you run the risk of, first of all, preventing the bees from doing their job, and you run the risk of knocking the flowers off the plant, and that means no apples, peaches, pears, or plums, and no blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, grapes. So whenever a plant is in bloom that's going to be producing fruit, do not spray it. When they're done flowering, then you can use a product that will contain, that will take care of the insects and diseases on that particular plant. One of my favorite, and I use it on my fruit trees, is called Organocide. It's all organic, it's all natural, and you can use it on all of your fruit trees for diseases and insects, blueberries, raspberries, grapes, and even in the vegetable garden. But do not spray insecticides or fungicides when your fruits, berries, and nuts are in bloom. Remember that. Have a great Mother's Day, everybody. And we'll talk to you next Sunday. Bye-bye.